Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast. I'm Pete Stein with Ryan Spence as we talk about Midwestern State women's soccer, and there's a lot to talk about after two really good results this opening weekend of the season and a trip to Gunnison, Colorado coming up for Midwestern State. We'll get into that, but Ryan, first I'd like to go back to opening day if we could and talk about the game against MSU Denver. I know when we talked that night, you said going into the game you would have been happy with a draw. After seeing the chances you had, you kind of were disappointed you didn't get a win, but overall, it seemed like a pretty good opening day performance for Midwestern State.
Yeah, we knew Metro. They play decent soccer. They try to play, and we knew it was going to be hot.
And it was.
Yes, I think the humidity was what we were. I mean, I would say it probably caught us off guard too, because we hadn't had really a lot of humidity the last couple weeks. But no, I think you could tell when they hit their wall, and that's when we kind of really pressed on. We just hit the post. We just couldn't buy a goal. Missed a breakaway, missed a couple back post runs. Chances were there, to be honest, even the last kick of the game. Janae ran from right back and went there and just mishit one. And, I mean, that would have been the last, 5 seconds of it. So, yeah, happy with the effort and the result.
Fitness level seems fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, they've done good, even with this last game on Saturday. Thought maybe it would drop off. But, again, we kind of – kept them, the chances were there. Wide players did their job, but yeah, just got to finish.
You were scoreless with Central Oklahoma through the first hour. You concede a goal, the first goal you had conceded all year, but you're able to come right back, I think, within the next 10 or 15 minutes and take advantage of a mistake, and you get a draw against a pretty good Central Oklahoma team.
Yeah, I think the goal we scored was probably the goal you probably wouldn't think we would have. They played a back pass and we were on a press and Lexi came in and just took it around the goalkeeper and did really well on the press. She necessarily hadn't created the chances normally maybe last year she would have created. She's played a little higher up, but the thing is now, I think Bella had 6 or 7 shots. I think that's maybe.
I think most of them were on goal, if I remember the box score correctly.
And she did well finding her space and for shooting. Now I think what Lexi is doing now is helping others kind of get open. Which kind of for you personally, if you're in that position, you're like, man, I want the goal. but then again, if it's creating chances because you're being someone people are targeting, then that's good. Now if we can back that up now. You've got 2 or 3 girls scoring goals. That at the end of the day becomes hard to defend.
So when you take a look at the two games together, what's your assessment of where the team is? Are they ahead of where you thought you would be? Are you about where you thought you would be?
Well, if our defense on the individual level, if our defense can kind of do the things they did for 90% of both games that we played, I think we'll be in every game. There won't be a game that's not out of reach. They did really well. The heading, the defensive stuff, for the most part with 1v1s were okay. They dropped in when we were being countered. They held the line well. So, again, that's a back line of 2 5th or 6th-year girls, center backs. Janae's a 4th or 5th-year girl. Allie's on her 3rd year. I mean, that's a lot of years within a back four there. So, bring that together, we'll be hard to beat.
Seems like they're working well together too. Not only are they strong individually, but as a unit back there.
I think they all have their own skill set. So I think at first maybe they were using it as like, oh well, this person's not doing this, but now it's realizing that like, look, we all have weaknesses. Can we cover each other's weaknesses? And I think that's the thing what we did this week and allowing. Now if you can cover someone's weakness, now your strengths are going to be exposed even more about how good you are at certain things. So I think. The heading, the tackling, that was there from the defenders, which is what's got to be constant.
Now you're headed to Gunnison, Colorado, so your fitness is going to be tested again. One, I can tell you, having just gone to Pueblo, it can get hot in Colorado, too.
Yes.
They made us feel right at home for gridiron football on Saturday. And then the altitude, of course, is another factor, especially in Gunnison, where you're going to face Fort Lewis in Western Colorado. You've got a 1 o'clock start Friday, 1 o'clock Central Time start Friday against Fort Lewis. What do you expect to see out of Fort Lewis, and what's your expectations for that match?
Just from previous and knowing Damian for quite a while, he'll have some athletes out there that'll get up and down the field. He'll not shy away from tackles, and I think for us going up there in the altitude, Maybe legs won't be as good as we want it to, but now we got to be so much better on dead balls, on throws, set pieces, whether defending or attacking. Just got to be very organized on when the ball's not moving.
So let's stop right there, and we'll get more into detail on these games you got coming up. But let's talk about set pieces and what's your assessment of how you did, particularly on corner kicks over the first couple of games, but all set pieces.
Maybe, you know, Coach Lynn's helped out a lot because, you know, even when he was here on the men's side, that they would do some things on dead balls and train on it a little bit more. Because if you look at the game, I mean, almost probably 50% of the game, the ball's out of bounds. And resetting from a goal kick, a corner kick, a throw-in. So if you think of that, like, okay, maybe we should spend a little bit more time on when the ball is in our hands or on the ground dead. And so because you look at it, I mean, a lot of our games in the past we've lost from a corner or one has been kind of from set pieces. I'm not saying we're going to be set piece driven, but we've just focused more on them when the ball is.
You know, it makes me feel good, and you and I may have talked about this, or maybe it was with Meech last week, but it just seems like the throw-in is taken for granted so much, especially when you're in the finishing third with a throw.
Yeah.
And it's good to hear you talk about, hey, this it really is kind of an opportunity. You got ball in hand. I mean, it's a chance. It's almost like a serve in tennis. It's a chance for you to put the ball where you want it.
Yeah, it's just bigger, and maybe seeing now we've only scored one goal in two games, so we haven't really got goals from it. But our corners against Metro, I think we had two or three that were cleared off the goal line. You do a few of those a game, it starts to get pretty heavy. Now you, as a defender, when you're giving up a corner kick and it's about to be shoved down your throat. You kind of get a little nervous, and then you know, once you get one of those in, it just opens up.
It seems like you've got some good targets in the air too. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that was a recruiting thing for us this last year, was just finding a little bit some girls who can win headers consistently in the middle, not just center mids, but you know, center backs, holding mids, attacking mids. And I think for the most part, our spine of our team can all pretty much do kind of that dirty work, which we've maybe not had in the past.
So I didn't mean to derail you. We were talking about I guess I did mean to derail you, or I wouldn't have stopped you. We were talking about Fort Lewis. Is there anything they do that concerns you specifically?
I'll be honest. I haven't got a scouting report yet. I'll get it today. I mean, the results they have, they beat Adams State. Neela tied issue to Mexico. So just kind of knowing they're going to be kind of, I mean, Damien's got a style, which is good. He likes to kind of get up and down. He'll have a couple athletes that'll go. Just kind of being able for the girls to identify what they want to do pretty quick in the game will help us out.
Midwestern State hasn't faced Fort Lewis since 2019 in Durango. Fort Lewis got a 3-1 victory, so Midwestern State will look to turn the tables on that. And then after you play Fort Lewis, you'll turn around and play 2 days later. You'll face Western Colorado. What can you tell me about Western Colorado?
I've been friends with Amanda for a while. She took over there, I guess, a few years ago. She was actually here as an assistant for Damien before when I was a GA here. So Amanda's got she was an ex-goalkeeper, good goalkeeper. So she keeps things organized. Like anything I've ever heard about her and her coaching is that the teams are organized. They'll do the dirty work, to allow them to stay in games and then have a couple players that'll kind of get at you. So, yeah.
There's a lot of coaches around, probably in both the men's and women's games, that have kind of made their way through Midwestern State.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you think about they've either played here, been a part of it, or, it just shows you kind of a good place, you know, MSU men and women's soccer has been over the last decade.
It's your first road trip of the year. Any anxiety about the first road trip?
No, the multi-day trip's a little easier because you don't necessarily get nervous till game day. with it being a 9 or something hour drive, that's maybe what you're dreading. It's more getting in a van getting in the bus for 9 hours. But no, it'll be just to get away to get the girls away from classes. Just knowing that the next morning they don't have to wake up at 6 a.m. to go to practice. We can focus a little bit more on hydration, nutrition, stuff like that. So that's kind of going to be the big thing the days leading up.
So when you say focus on hydration and nutrition, what are you looking for? How much should they be drinking and what should they be eating?
Yeah, it's just a lot of carbs. get stuff in you that gets in and out faster. When you get in the altitude, your body changes how it does things, differently. So, just kind of getting things in that gets in you, gets in your stomach, gets in there faster, and nothing super, super heavy, but just, you get dehydrated just from traveling to altitude.
Does the altitude, we talked about how the altitude affects you physically. Does it affect the game?
It does. Of course, in the altitude, the ball travels a little bit more. A long ball is going to go 5, 6, maybe 10 yards further, especially Gunnison's pretty high up. And I do remember even this summer, I was at a Colorado camp with Jordan, and I hit a ball in the coaches' games. I hit a ball, and I'm like, man, I don't remember my ball ever going that far. Well, you're in altitude, so it's just, it carries a little bit better. So defenders got to be ready for the ball over the top from punts or long balls. And also, got to know when to take your rest, being smart, managing the game. You don't have to go 1,000 miles an hour all the time. Just know when to go fast and when to kind of like, okay, just relax, we'll set up and let's go.
As you looked at the first two games of the season, is there a player or maybe more than one that's kind of jumped out and you're like, man, that's midseason form?
Lily has done good in covering ground in the middle of the field. She's gotten up and down the field pretty good for us. Izzy Spray's done well with positioning, helping us kind of connect the defense and offense. Lexi playing a little bit different role at times, playing center forward. It's just going to change her game. They playing forward and playing attacking mid are two different positions. You start from different positions. You're higher or lower in the game. So, I think right now we're okay. Of course, I wish we'd be 2-0 right now, but at the end of the year, these ties will be important.
Yeah, I know you say that, and I know you mean it, but a couple of draws against the opposition you're playing, and I'm guessing you intentionally are putting together a tough non-conference schedule. I don't think you can be too disappointed. I hear you. You had some chances. You could have won both of these games. But two draws out of these games is not a bad result whatsoever.
If you told me 6 months ago we're going to get a 0-0 and a 1-1 tie, I would have been okay. But now you look at it, yeah, you're like, man, we left some on the table.
Maybe you can pick up a couple of wins in Gunnison, Colorado this weekend, and we'll talk about that on next week's podcast.
Thank you.
That's Ryan Spence, the women's head coach here at Midwestern State. This is the Stain Gang Podcast. Tell your friends about it. I'm Pete Stein. So long.